Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And as a lot of you know, our shows are about consciousness and personal development. And this is a show that really will help that move along, move our consciousness along and our personal development, our health and well-being. And to do that, we're going to be talking with a particle physicist who has developed discovered a new type of water structure that is amazing when you drink it. I love it, and I'm so happy to be talking about it with our guest, who is Dr. Xu-Yin Lo and his associate Kathy Peru. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Yes, this is Yin Lo speaking.
Hi, Peter.
Hi. Welcome, both of you, and I'm so glad that you could talk to us about double helix water. But it's also, that's one way to say it, but it's also stable water clusters, right?
Yes. Stable water cluster is the scientific name. Double helix water is the brand name.
Okay. So we can call it either one, and it's the same thing. So what I'm excited about is that this is a discovery you made as a particle physicist.
Yes.
Examining water, and it was amazing that you mathematically, what was it, which came first, the math or the electron microscope?
The math, of course, the physics. So I'm by training a theoretical physicist. We calculate things before we're going to measure things. That's the normal way we do
physics. But you have to know what you're calculating.
Yes. That's where the imagination comes.
Okay. So you're a very advanced theoretical particle physicist.
Yeah, that's our training. You know, I've done it for 20 years in particle physics.
So mathematically, you understood that this could exist, and then you had to find it.
That's correct. So we know the properties, so where to look. So we look at atomic force microscope, and in fact, that's where we find it, and its properties as prescribed by the mathematical model.
Right, and I read that in your book, and it's fascinating because you theoretically understood what the size of this was going to be, and then when you looked at it microscopically, it was exactly the size that you predicted.
Yeah, because the water we generally see is very dirty. It's a lot of dirt. If you don't know what you're looking, you can't find it, you know, like in your garbage can. I mean, you want to look for a diamond, okay? If you don't know how diamond looks like, you never find it.
Well, this was in one drop of water. You had to look in a million different places.
Yes, but we are lucky. We find it.
That's wonderful. And so now that you found it, you had to start working with it, of course, but I'd like you to explain what it is you found.
Well, we actually find it like a rod shape of a solid that I predict using the Heisenberg Debye model to calculate. And so when we find it, we create more of it, more concentrate. So we get rid of the dirt, so we have more concentrate. So that's how we see it. And then we use X-ray to know that it's not a dirt, it's not heavy metal, and many, many other things. It's all documented in the book, as well as working with many different professors at distinguished universities all over the world.
Now, you are actually creating more of these. Not only do they exist in nature already, but I imagine they're not that prolific. And so to make double helix water, to make stable water clusters, you need to understand the principle of how this is created.
That's right. Then we know how to make more concentration and make it pure, so all the dirts are gone. And also mass producing it so that now ordinary people can benefit from it. It's also difficult. So that's why it takes 17 years. And furthermore, it has to be low cost, right? If it's very
right.
Then
right.
I'm not good.
But my understanding of reading about it, and I'm not the scientist that I'd like to be, but I understand that you create it through tension.
Yeah, we create basically through electric, very strong electric field in ordering that ordering language. It means that this electric field attracts the water molecule, exert incredible pressure, so it collapses around the strong electric field emitted by ions. So, and that's where it becomes solidified.
Now, I'm not clear, but does platinum have anything to do with this?
Not necessary.
Oh, okay. It could be. Is there any substance at all, or at least the signature of a substance, that is a catalyst for this, or is it just somehow?
Well, different initiator have different property. Okay, the paper we published in physics to later journal is from sodium chloride, but the one that have health benefit is quite different. And so it's just like solid carbon, there's different kind, you know. There's the cheap kind like the coal, charcoal, graphite, and the expensive one like diamond. They're all make up of carbon atom. So we have the many different kinds, stable water cluster also. The particular one that we talk about with health, we call it double helix water, because actually in the atomic force microscope, we actually see the double helix shape of stable water cluster. That makes it very special for humans, and that's why we are fascinated to investigate the health aspect of this double helix water, and it turns out pretty good.
Now, you make this in a quantity of these clusters, and then we drink them. Is that right?
That's right.
And now, where does it go when we drink it?
I think it goes through all the body. I think the body is pretty intelligent, okay? The cell, the organ, and which one have problem, they say, I have the highest priority. I want that to repair my working, and they grab it, okay?
Okay.
So the meridian is the one that transmit all this double helix water to whole body.
So do we know the mechanism on in how the meridians distribute it?
Well, as I want to emphasize, I'm a theoretical physicist, so I speculate. If you know the mechanism theoretically, yes, I can tell you everything. Experimentally, it would take a long time to verify. Yes, we do know all the mechanism, how it works. I actually wrote a book called Biophysics Basis for Acupuncture and Health. And, you know, how acupuncture works is a mystery in modern science, okay, that people have different idea. So I propose that the meridians are make up of stable water clusters, and then, this stable water cluster has plus charge on one end, the other side is negative, so it's like a chain. So the vibration along this chain is qi, or bioenergy. And if it's blocked, then you are sick. Acupuncture actually unblocked this meridian so that energy can flow better. We do the same thing, you know, the double helix water also sort of build a bridge, build a new canal so the chain can flow smoothly, the energy can flow smoothly, and the healing, self-healing mechanism can be restored. So we basically, double helix water is not a drug, not a medicine. It really is restore your self-healing mechanism. And intrinsically, you have the healing power to heal right. Everything, all kind of disease. It just somehow block, okay?
Right, right. Our inner intelligence
yes.
is knows what to do, but it for some reason isn't always encouraged, or maybe doesn't have all the tools that it needs.
And also lots of toxin that we actually taking in from breathing and eating and everything.
What about emotional toxins?
Yes, emotional. You know, we put on more stress than ever, or although you shouldn't, but you know, because people make yourself sick, okay? By
right.
saying you got to have this beautiful car, right? Which you know, and so you put on yourself a lot of stress.
So this adds to the tool chest of our intelligence.
Yes.
And now, you were talking to me about detoxing, how this helps when we spoke privately, you said that it helps a lot with detoxing.
Yeah, we actually done a scientific study. We do the live blood. We, you know, take a drop of blood out, then the and it's sort of dirty, and then the subject drink a glass of WX water, and 15 minutes later, take another drop, and the blood returned to normal. You know, 18 out of 20 people we've done, it's detox, okay? You know, mm-hmm. But flow so much better. It's actually now a scientific website, the stablewatercluster.net. You can see the video.
That's very helpful. That's great. Now, there's also another way that you show immediate improvement after drinking these stable water clusters using thermographs. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, you know, normal thing is, you know, you wait for a week to see your blood work and everything, you know, and you have big preparations. You know, being a physicist, I'm impatient. I want to know the answer right away. So I use thermograph. So you drink, you take a set of thermograph, see all the hot spot in your body, and drink a glass of water. 15 minutes later, take another set, and you just see the difference. So far, we have not seen one. That's not changed by scanning. I think we're scanning more than 500 people.
But I think, in a way, it could be deceptive, because here you're drinking a glass of water, and right away, the hot spots in your body disappear, according to seeing a thermograph. Now, what does that mean a week from now or 2 weeks later? Does this mean all that inflammation and heat is gone, and what we saw after 15 minutes comes back?
Actually, it come back, but hopefully it doesn't come back as hot as before. It's like a wave, okay? The amplitude keep dropping. And if it doesn't drop, then it's useless to you. You know, just, you know, in acupuncture, never one treatment, you know, when you go this for a series of acupuncture. And it's the same principle.
Right, so it's accumulative.
And
that's so important, because we have to be patient with ourselves.
Yeah, you have to do it daily. It's really a lifestyle. And also we accumulate toxin daily too, you know.
Yes, so we need to keep detoxing our body. You had told me about detoxing bone marrow.
That's my theoretical speculation, all right?
Oh, okay.
Because every cell detox, of course, the inside the bone marrow detox, okay?
Right, we need to detox everything.
Yeah.
But so, your sense is that this can reach the deepest places that we need to go because of these electric transfers.
Yes, because it works on electric phenomena. You know, the organ is the human is made of organ made of molecule atoms, but smaller than atom is electricity. Okay, negative electron and positive nucleus. So we actually work on the lowest level of the matter, the electrons and ions.
Well, that's where we all need to go, because if otherwise we're just being superficial.
Yes, and luckily that's where the level, that exact mathematical model of theoretical physics works best. So we actually can calculate.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Now we're talking about physical things in the body. And you've been doing a lot of work also with brains.
Yes.
And can you talk a little bit about that?
We actually done a study. We actually choose 30 out of 500 that study their brain. We discovered that short term, of course, you know, from thermograph, they change. Long term is probably most people would be interested, okay? On the average, about four months. And then the number one is that they feel more energy. And then number two, they feel their brain have more concentrations and focus better. Number three, less pain. And then a little bit increase of memory.
Well, that sounds good too.
Yes.
All of that. I mean, that's why, and as I introduce the show, we often we talk about consciousness on the show. And so anything that can enhance consciousness, and I imagine this has far-reaching results.
I hope people will join us and tell us your reaction, because that's my hope, actually. Yes, I think people will elevate themselves by drinking this WHA water. I'm drinking it.
Good.
I hope I'm smarter than
years than you were. Anyway, we don't know about anyone else, but at least, you know, we all have to do our best. I mean, this is something that you've had so many different kinds of experiences with. Because how many years have you been working with this?
I think 17 years now.
17, that's wonderful. And Kathy's on the show with us, too, and she works with you. Kathy, what would you like to tell us about it?
Well, you know, over the long term, I've been a loyal user of the Double Helix water for over 3 years now. And I feel like I'm beginning to be very bold and tell my age. I just turned 58, but I honestly feel like I'm 37. It's improved my focus, my stamina, my energy, my complexion, and we had some really interesting tests done through a very popular acupuncturist here in near where we live, and we did some actual meridian testing, and my colleague and I went and had our meridians tested, and me being the age I am, and he's 25 years old, he works out every single day. He doesn't put a thing in his body that doesn't serve a purpose. I naturally thought going into this test that he was just going to blow my results out of the water. And I was, and he had only been drinking the Double Helix water for about 3 months. Well, my meridian testing came out almost perfect. I only had one area that was out of the acceptable range, while his meridians were all over the board. I could not believe the difference between the two. And, you know, between his age and his health, I mean, he's in perfect health. I've had my health challenges over the years. And then we went back about 4 months later and had it done again, and all of his meridians came almost, they were almost all within acceptable range. And the one little area that I had went back into the acceptable range. So what it really told me was that over the long run, using this, just like you would your daily supplements, it continues to improve on a daily basis. So we're very happy with the results we're hearing from our clients who are buying from us. We see improvement on a numerous amount of conditions.
Well, I've recently introduced Dr. Lowe to a team of world-class runners, and we're going to see if this can enhance their performance and maybe at least keep them healthier and happier.
Well, we have absolutely seen increased performance with higher dosages of what we normally recommend on a daily basis. I'm an avid tennis player, so when I go out to play tennis, I'll normally take about 15 drops before I play and then 15 drops after, and they always refer to me as the Energizer Bunny on the court because I'm just all over the place. And the great thing is that I don't hurt when I'm done, and I can go back quicker and play the next day. And I don't feel the soreness that I used to feel.
Well, that's incredible that you can see the cause and effect so clearly.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. And we don't know about, or maybe you do, but it's not easy to talk about how this works on different diseases and, you know, helps the body reclaim itself.
Well, the only study we do systematically is in autism. Now it's autism week. You know, we actually find that a pilot study about 11 people, 8 of them improve. And now the new one, because now we have cream, actually is even better. But we haven't finished that yet on percentage-wise that people improve with autism. by the technology of WH water.
Now, let's talk about this cream. You have more than one cream, and you talked about how this needs to be in a pure environment, otherwise, it needs to be clear. So in a cream, the cream obviously has other things in it. Is it a pure substance, and how does that work in the body when you apply the cream topically?
Well, there's a very high concentrated amount of the double helix water in the cream. And when you apply this topically to acupuncture points, we feel that when you rub it in 20 times on specific acupuncture points, topically, it gets through that blood-brain barrier so quickly that it's helping. It's when you work in conjunction with drinking the water and applying the cream, you're working it from both ends, topically and internally, and we've seen incredible results.
Now, what about putting it on painful places?
Oh, absolutely, a must. I could tell a little story about myself. I, being an avid tennis player, was ignoring a little bit of pain I was having in my wrist, which turned into full-blown tendonitis. And I started rubbing the cream on my wrist, and within 2 to 3 days, it was totally gone. So it's not only relieving the pain initially, but it's helping the body to get to that underlying mechanism which is causing the problem.
Now, why do you have different kinds of creams?
Well, we have unscented creams. We have some with eucalyptus. We have another one that has a rosemary scent to it. And then all of these are made with a completely natural base. And the majority of them are made with a grapeseed oil base. But then we have another one with an avocado oil base, which we are using as a face cream that is magnificent on your face.
Wow. And so it's not, for instance, sometimes I'll put something on topically and add some DMSO to it so it gets absorbed faster. Would that be helpful in this case or not?
Well, actually, I don't think you would really need to do that because the way the cream is produced, it's produced in a way that the water clusters are the first thing that hit your body. It doesn't have to fight its way through the cream. That's why it works so quickly. So I don't think we need to add anything to it to get it to into the body quicker.
I'm so glad you said that. That sounds wonderful. These water clusters, I really like them.
So do we.
Right. So there are so many different applications and uses for it. And to me, the key word that I hear about this in my mind is intelligence, that it just keeps on supporting the intelligence of the body. So it's like you get a definite feedback mechanism from a happier intelligence of the body.
Yes. We actually have our medical director's MD. She gave it to all her doctor friend, and then they all felt that more energy and focus better, all right? The brain are improved for a period of time or several months.
Well, I'm also thinking of just where you place it on the body, and then the healing that takes place is because our intelligence knows that it wants to do that and is using this right away to apply it.
Yes. I think that when you drink it internally, it goes, the body will know where it go. But if you apply it topically, then it precisely at that acupuncture point that it helps. And then it more focusly, so that the energy can flow better, and for a healthy person, they become even healthier throughout the whole body.
That sounds so great. So now, this is available to people, and how do people go about obtaining some?
Well, we do have a website, and it's called doublehelixwater.com. And it's doubleheliswater.com. Or you can call us on our 800 number, and that is 800-270-8650, and we can help you directly over the phone.
That's great, because I think a lot of people will want this and have this as the opportunity to help ourselves in a new way. What I love about this is that it's the next step. It's not another nutrient.
Absolutely, Peter. You know, we really feel that Double Helix Water is helping to redefine the role's body in healing itself by allowing the energy to flow freely through the body. So now all of your communication structures are talking to each other properly.
Right. And we want to stress, though, that it is a long-term project. It's something that maybe you would never want to give up.
Well, I'm telling you, I've been drinking it for 3 years, and I'll never stop.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense that we keep on adding to the electrical strength of our body and to the meridian system.
It's similar to, you know, you take your supplements every single day. This should be added as part of your daily regimen.
Right. And it's, you can drink this twice a day. I've been working with it, and so I have a quart, a glass quart bottle, and I put 25 drops into it, and then twice a day I drink 6 ounces of that from that quart. And
absolutely. And don't forget, when you're going out to do something strenuous, you can add a little bit more to that as well.
Right. And when you get back.
Get back, absolutely.
As a matter of fact, you can go crazy with it.
Well, just water.
Well, it is. And so there's nothing harmful about it that you know, right?
No, nothing at all.
Right.
And it really actually helps the protocols that you're doing. It helps them work more effectively as well, because your cells are now accepting it better.
Sure. It's your body gets used to it, and you're training it with it. And so,
yes.
And you can also probably talk to your body as well, and you know, to your intelligence, and say, go to it.
Absolutely.
You know, positive thinking.
Well, so, that always helps.
So no, this is it's such a gift to have this. I got very excited when I first heard about it, and I knew that right away, intuitively, I knew that this was something I needed to learn so much more about and to integrate into my life. And so I'm encouraging everybody to get excited about it and tell their friends and as you said, it works on levels such as autism. So many of us have friends and family that have autism problems, and this water will bring back more intelligence to our brains.
Yes.
So now you're in California, right?
Yes, we are.
We are in California, and you can join the autism study by look. We actually have a joinautismstudy.net. People can join in.
Okay. So thank you so much for being guests on Energy Stew. I'm so grateful for you to be doing this, and I think it's such a step forward for humanity.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Right. Thank you very much, Peter. And again, if I can just say our 800 number one more time.
Sure.
It's 800-270-8650.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Lowe and Kathy, it's such a pleasure talking with you.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com or PRN.FM. It's a new URL. And I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org, or 212-222-7748. Lots of classes and all kinds of other things to tell you about. So please stay tuned, and thank you so much for listening.